B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
People want info. Here he is, Eric Carabel. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, let's get right into it. First of all, the Eagles scored 29 points last week. When you look at this game against this defense, can you count on any Eagle offensive players, including the newly minted Fulgham?
He's awesome, baby. I don't think that any Eagles, except for Miles Sanders, are terribly good plays this weekend. Baltimore's defense a little bit better than Pittsburgh. It's arguably the best in the NFL. It's going to be hard to exploit matchups here. And obviously, the Ravens know about Fulgham now. So I don't think he's a great play. I don't rank him among the top 30 wide receivers. Carson Wentz is not among the top 15 quarterbacks. Zach Ertz has 15, actually, yards the past 2 weeks. So he is not a very good play. The only one who is Miles Sanders, because he can break a long one at any time.
All right, but I'm going to give you a stat here, because Hembo was on about a half hour ago, and he says that the Ravens are just deadly susceptible to a tight end getting down the field, and they don't cover that tight end in intermediate routes very well. So maybe this is the year, the week you go with Ertz.
He's right, except Ertz doesn't get down the field. Everything Ertz does is 5 to 8 yards, and he's rarely open because defenses know and they don't put linebackers on him. And by the way, the statistic on when throwing to Ertz, he's never been less accurate when throwing to Ertz over the past 5 years. So Hembo's right. Fantasy managers can exploit matchups against Baltimore with tight ends. I just don't think Ertz is one of those tight ends this season for whatever reason. It's not like he's blocking more. So I have Ertz ranked in my top 10 because I can't find 10 tight ends to rank over him. But that doesn't mean he's a very good play.
Okay, let's look at Lamar Jackson. It's very interesting because it says a lot of skills, but fantasy pleasure. But when he's behind, the stat says no bueno. So do you trust him?
I think you have to trust him on the sense that he's got weapons and he can run. He just didn't run last week. And I think the Eagles obviously can be thrown on. We saw last week against Pittsburgh, the pass rush was non-existent. It was only a thing against bad offensive lines. And Baltimore's offensive line is not bad. The problem with Lamar Jackson is he's no longer up in Pat Mahomes' territory because he's not rushing the football. He already has more games this season with fewer than 60 rushing yards than he did all of last year. So he's still a play in fantasy, but he's not a definite top five play. Josh Allen is, Kyler Murray is, Mahomes is. I think Jackson can do whatever he wants against the Eagles even without running because they only have one good secondary guy in that play. So Marquise Brown is not a good play for the Ravens, but everybody else in that offense should be able to eat here.
All right, give me some good matchups this week that just hit you over the head when you look at them.
Well, I mean, good matchups, I don't see a whole lot of them here. Obviously, Arizona at Dallas, Arizona should be able to do what it wants, but Arizona's top running back, Kenyon Drake, has been terrible. Chase Edmonds, I think, is just a good play. Ryan Fitzpatrick of Miami, I've ranked well ahead of Wentz. He's playing the Jets, terrible team. I do think that Detroit can do some damage against Jacksonville because Detroit's coming off its bye week. I just don't know who the running back is there to play. Probably Philly's DeAndre Swift, but be careful. And really be careful of this Falcons-Vikings game, people, because I don't think it's going to be played. I mean, the Falcons have a bunch of positive tests today, and based on what's happened the past couple weeks, they'll probably end up trying to move the game to Monday or Tuesday, but even then, this will probably get worse before it gets better. So if you've got like Matt Ryan or Kirk Cousins, I would plan ahead now. There's no game Thursday night, but for early Sunday games in case Atlanta and Minnesota cannot play.
All right, let's get to the questions. Wade has a very interesting question. Chase Claypool coming off his big game or Chris Godwin coming off of an injury?
Yeah, I mean, Godwin is one of many wide receivers dealing with hamstring problems right now. We don't know if he's going to play in this game. But if Godwin plays, I play him over Claypool. The problem with Claypool is Pittsburgh has a lot of weapons there. Deontay Johnson will be back. Juju Smith-Schuster is still in that offense, and they have a running game. And it's not a lot of volume. 4 touchdowns, that was because of the Eagles. One wasn't even on a catch. One was against a linebacker. So Claypool is going to get mighty overrated quickly. I would play Goodwin over him. I have Claypool ranked like number 30 at wide receiver, so not a top 10 guy.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, Terrence has an interesting question. A lot of people are asking about Fulgham, so I'll give you the first one. Fulgham versus the Ravens or DJ Moore versus the Bears?
I think you can go either way there. I mean, obviously DJ Moore is not putting up the numbers that we expected him to. I personally would still play DJ Moore. Again, Baltimore knows what's happening with the Philadelphia passing game. They're going to be prepared for Fulgham there, and they're going to probably double him once in a while because no one else in the offense needs to be. So I would still play Moore there.
Personally. All right, we got a trade. Andrew, should I pull the trigger? I'm giving up Hunt, Ertz, and Cooper for Kamara and Higbee.
Well, Higbee has very little value. I mean, there's only like five or six tight ends that are worth anything there. Kamara is worth a ton, but I don't think he's worth Hunt and Cooper. You could say Ertz and Higbee are kind of equal here, but I still want the Hunt and Cooper side.
All right. Bill, should I trade Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Miles Sanders or trade Helaire and Amari Cooper for Derrick Henry?
Well, I mean, Clyde, I think if you get Miles Sanders for the rookie from the Chiefs, that's a good deal. I mean, Miles Sanders, a lot of volume. And the problem with the Kansas City rookie is when they get near a goal line, he doesn't get in. Hasn't scored since week one. I think Miles Sanders is a better play the rest of the season.
All right, Mike, I need to start two running backs of Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake, David Montgomery.
Hunt's a must play every week. And that's probably even when they do get Nick Chubb back. I think Mixon's a better play. Drake's doing very little right now. I don't trust him very much. He's getting tons of volume and doing very little with it, just like Montgomery. So Hunt and Mixon first, and if you have to choose between Drake and Montgomery, I think it's Montgomery.
All right, Mike, another Mike. I need to choose one guy for one spot. Melvin Gordon, LaVisca Chenault, Devontae Parker.
Well, Gordon has a DUI a couple days ago, and there's still a chance that he may not play in this game. If Denver lets him play, Gordon's the obvious play. Plenty of volume. If he's not going to play, then you got a problem here, and Chenault would be the play. But I don't know if they're going to let Gordon play. He did practice today, I believe. But we'll watch this as the week goes on.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to Twitter. Chenault or Gesicki for my flex?
I think it's Chenault. It's very rarely going to be a tight end there. And Gesicki gets enough volume, but Chenault gets into the end zone, too. I like him a little better.
All right. Rob says I need to play two of T. Higgins, DJ Moore, CeeDee Lamb, and Eagles legend Travis Fulgham.
Well, I mean, none of these guys have to be played. I mean, obviously, we haven't even gotten to the Dallas offense without Dak and with Andy Dalton. It's going to be totally different. He's not going to put up the same numbers Dak did, and neither will his receivers. So Lamb is not as good a play as he once was. So you can make the case here. I already said Moore over Fulgham. I think I'd probably play Moore and Lamb here. I'm not trusting that Fulgham's going to be able to get 10 targets in this game with Baltimore giving him attention. And I think CeeDee Lamb is more of a game breaker down the field.
All right, Cameron has an interesting quarterback question. Lamar Jackson versus the Birds or Ben Roethlisberger versus the Browns?
It's still Lamar Jackson. I mean, as bad as people think he's been this season, he's outplaying Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger every week is between like 18 and 22 fantasy points. Jackson's still doing that most weeks. I think he can still do that. And again, he's playing a defense with no pass rush, no linebackers in case he does run, and only one secondary guy you can trust. So I do think Baltimore's going to score this weekend. I think Jackson's a better player than Roethlisberger.
All right, somebody has offered my man Jeff on Twitter a trade, and he wants to check it with you. Austin Eckler and James Robinson for Michael Thomas and Robert Woods in a 14-team league PPR.
It's interesting. I mean, if you can afford to trade away two running backs there, Eckler should be back. I think he might be back in 2 weeks. James Robinson's really good, but Michael Thomas would be the best player in this trade. They're on a bye this week. When they come back, Michael Thomas is the guy you want. So if you can afford the running back, sure, go ahead and trade for Michael Thomas.
All right, Ron, 1 point PPR league. Should I start Drake or Edmonds at running back? And who should I start the flex out of Singletary, Jefferson, Landry, or Cooks?
I mean, generally it's going to be a running back. Singletary looked terrible in that Tuesday game, but I still think he's a better play here because you know you're at least getting 15 touches. None of the receivers are getting that. Edmonds is outscoring Drake, but not on volume. So basically, even in a PPR, you still want to go with Drake. But, man, you better make sure Edmonds is rostered in your league because pretty soon he's going to be the starter.
All right. You cut a wide swath here. Andrew is emailing me from Phoenix. All right. He says, I have a few players on a bye this week, so should I start Preston Williams against the Jets defense or pick up one of these players off waivers and start in place? Jarvis Landry, Jerry Jeudy, or Tim Patrick?
I think Preston Williams is fine. I mean, again, he's playing against the Jets, so terrible. I would go with that. And Fitzpatrick, obviously, is throwing the ball a ton. They don't really run the ball very much.
All righty. Well, that, again, concludes the quickest 10 minutes in sports talk every week. It's Eric Carabel. And, Eric, before I let you go, I need your selection, your pick for Sunday.
I can't see them winning. I mean, every fourth quarter they've been in it. I think they cover the spread. They make it close like they did the Pittsburgh game, but I don't think they're going to win the game. I think 35-30, something like that.
All righty. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.